It is the World Cafe, and at 1 o'clock, Dave Peterson is your host for On the River.
Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley-Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hi, I'm Kaleo. All this week, we're exploring the musical past, present, and future of Baltimore in our Sense of Place series. Today, it's a session with Beach House.
Anyway, you run before us, like a white horse, arching among us.
We'll revisit the indie pop powerhouse's 2010 interview in support of their album Teen Dream. That's the record that features their hit, Zebra.
It's not that it's necessarily literally about a zebra by any means, but that it's just inspired by that kind of wild energy that music can create.
Victoria LeGrand of Beach House talking about Zebra. Coming up, we celebrate their contributions to Baltimore's indie scene, and we will hear live performances, including Zebra. For Sense of Place Baltimore, it's Beach House, coming up on World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. One day after four people were arrested by a Homeland Security investigations team from El Potro Mexican restaurant in downtown Brainerd, community members gathered outside in support. Chelsea Perkins was there and has more.
I know it's cold and I know you don't have to be out here, but
we're very concerned.
We want
thank
to be
you
out
so
here.
Much.
Yeah. You don't have to. We want
to. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And yeah. I will let them know that you guys came out here. And
with those words of thanks, the woman inside El Potro closed the door and stepped back inside. Signs in the windows of the popular downtown restaurant also offer words of thanks for community support and announced the business's indefinite closure. About 40 people stood outside holding candles and a banner that read, "Immigrants and Refugees Welcome."
All throughout Brainerd, I'm gonna let it shine.
Local pastor Leslie Moody said a few words, noting the community showed up on short notice and with little publicity.
Look at the strength that is here. That is amazing. I know that out in Brainerd, in this area, it can be pretty intimidating.
Brainerd residents and El Potro customers Kirsten and Whitney Showstrand brought their 11-year-old son, Seth. Their household has kept close tabs on their state as the ICE surge is underway, and going to the vigil felt like they were making a difference.
And even though this is small, this is Brainerd is small, and it doesn't mean that it's not strong and we're not doing what we can.
They belong. They're part of us, you know?
It was very inspiring, and I really liked it.
Few details have emerged about the arrest beyond those shared in a news release from the Crow Wing County Sheriff's Office, which assisted with the operation. Federal agents reportedly possessed two arrest warrants. However, four people were taken into custody. The reasons are unknown and their identities have not been released. Two requests by KAXE for additional information from Immigration and Customs Enforcement have not been returned as of Wednesday afternoon. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News. A Red Lake Nation descendant is facing federal assault charges after his encounter with ICE earlier this month. 20-year-old Jose Ramirez was taken into ICE custody on January 8th in an incident captured on video in Minneapolis where it appeared he was forcibly removed from a vehicle. Ramirez is accused of hitting an immigration agent during his detention. ICT reports Ramirez's case is being supported by the Native American Rights Fund, among others, who say he is a victim of retaliation following his unlawful assault and detention. A spokesperson from his defense say ICE agents arrived at his home Friday with guns drawn, demanding he exit the premises. After receiving no response, officers unplugged the home's front cameras and left. Agents returned Saturday with additional threats of arrest. Ramirez voluntarily turned himself into authorities Monday and was released the same day. Red Lake Chairman Daryl Seeke recently penned a letter to Minnesota's Democratic delegation urging they do all in their power to end Operation Metro Surge. He says of the 8,000 Red Lake band members who live in the Twin Cities Metro, three have so far been illegally detained. Seeke alleges these members were detained on the basis of their skin color while not carrying their tribal ID cards. Earlier this month, the Red Lake Tribal Council unanimously passed a resolution barring ICE agents from entering the reservation without a judicial warrant.
The Itasca County Sheriff's Office is joining Cass County in abandoning its agreement with ICE. Megan Buffington has more.
Both counties signed two 87G agreements in February. They chose the task force model, meaning local authorities could assist in enforcing civil immigration laws. But Attorney General Keith Ellison opined in December that those agreements need county board approval. Cass County officials say their agreement is null and void. Itasca County Sheriff Joe Dasovich says he's in the same position.
Those are the only ones we deal with. They're the ones with ICE detainers that have committed crime here in Itasca County. So I don't need the 287G.
Dasovich says ICE hasn't been in the county.
I would hope that if they came to town, they would have some professional courtesy and give me a call and we can see what needs to be done.
Both counties are still listed under ICE's participating agencies as of Wednesday. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.
Welcome one, welcome all. I'm Kaleo. It's World Cafe, and it is Sense of Place. That's where we go to a city or region and explore its musical past, present, and future. And all this week, we are in Baltimore. If you've missed any of our stories, you can find them at worldcafe.org. Up next, we go into the vault to pull out a performance from 2010. That is when Victoria LeGrand and Beach House stopped by to talk about their album Teen Dream. Host Emeritus David Dye takes you through it. Here he is for Sense of Place, Baltimore.
The Baltimore-based duo of Alex Scally and Victoria LeGrand, Beach House, join us live today. The band formed in 2005 and have recently released Teen Dream. It's their fourth album overall and their first for Sub Pop Records. It's one of the best-received new albums of 2010. The band is here to play live. To start off, I asked Victoria about the title Teen Dream and how she sees it relating to the album's music.
It's an invitation to sort of a place that we were very intensely for several months, a place of passion and obsession. And, you know, it's something that it's not a literal ode to our own teenage past, but it is something that we keep within ourselves, you know, and it's a creative force. And I think this record has a lot of life in it. So I hope people feel that energy that we stored up and put into our music.
You went away to do this one, which normally the last couple albums you did in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And to get to that place, Victoria, you're talking about, that must have something to do with going away and having that compact time.
Absolutely. The touring, the hundreds of shows, you build up a lot of energy and desire. And it's hard to write on the road. So, and also when you play old songs over and over again, you really learn a lot about where you want to go with the music and how you want to go further.
Did you have a mission statement before you went in? Were there things you knew you wanted to do?
Well, we went forward in time, got all the reviews from the album, and then went back and based it off of that.
You did a great job then.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, let's hear some of these new tunes. What do you want to start off with?
Walk in the Park.
Wonderful performance of my favorite song, How Did You Know, from Teen Dream, Walk in the Park. As Beach House have joined us today, Alex Galley on guitar, Victoria LeGrand on all kinds of keyboards and on drums.
Daniel Franz. The talented and lovely.
Alex, you were not a guitarist when this band started?
No, I had kind of messed around, but I never was trained. I never really took it seriously. I think it's just something I started doing because we needed that kind of range of sound in what we were doing. So it's just like, I picked it up.
It's so funny. I would not necessarily have picked the guitar lines from that song out as a guitar because of the way you play it.
Cool. Yeah.
Which is kind of neat.
That's a great compliment.
And you clearly love playing slide, although you didn't, you don't seem to use one on that. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting technique.
I think one problem with the slide is it's it like can almost instantly become a weird gimmick of a sound. So that's can be a problem.
What is next?
Lover of Mine.
Yep. Lover of Mine.
sunset, you rushed through our lives. We parted our lips and we reached from inside.
Lover of Mine, another one of the new ones from Beach House who are playing live for us today at the cafe. And it's their first out on the Sub Pop. You know, people sometimes have a vision of what they're going to do musically, but more often than not, it's just that they start playing together and whatever comes out, comes out. Did it start sounding like Beach House when you first started playing together?
No, we were kind of playing in a psychotic dance, dancey thing. Like a kind of like a crashing train of a band. And then we were just hanging out a lot. We were becoming really good friends. And I think it was born in a really, on a really, really insanely hot Baltimore night. You have that heat here too.
Indeed we do.
Yeah. So
we couldn't have predicted that was going to happen, but it did.
And had you always been writing?
We've been writing together, obviously everything we do, but prior to that, I mean, little projects here and there, but nothing as serious as Beach House.
Well, you come from an artistic family. Your father's a painter, and there's other, Michel Legrand is obviously the more famous member of the family as a composer. So did you rebel? Was there any rebelling against that, or do you just sort of embrace it?
There's no rebelling because I just embrace it. And it's also, I don't really have a relationship with my uncle. So it's kind of one of those things. It's like a fun fact.
But you did take classical lessons, yeah, indeed.
Yeah, I studied piano. Alex as well.
So I must confess, I was walking in this morning and I was behind a woman who had a zebra raincoat on.
Oh.
And I immediately thought of this album. And how did the whole imagery of zebra come about?
Of the song?
Yeah.
it's really a sort of amazing relationship between how sounds can form patterns. And it's like music is very visual for us. We're very inspired by all that is around us. So when we were writing that, Alex had written these parts and I was listening to it and it just sort of literally the patterns and the sounds kind of were, it was forming something. And it's not that it's necessarily literally about a zebra by any means, but that it's just inspired by that kind of wild energy that music can create.
And the contrasting sounds or the way
that... Well, the way that literally sounds move towards each other, they zigzag, the way that chords can go up and down and they, you know, and even the sound quality has a, you know, very animalistic thing to it.
Yeah, it's a great song. So you can do Zebra?
Yep.
Zebra, the song that begins Teen Dream, finishing up our session today with Beach House. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
It was fun.
Originally recorded in 2010 and for our Sense of Place Baltimore coverage, that wraps our conversation with Alex and Victoria of Beach House talking with David Dye. If you missed any of it, you can find it at worldcafe.org, including all of our Sense of Place Baltimore coverage. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back to World Cafe. Tomorrow for Sense of Place Baltimore, we take you to the Inner Harbor to spend some quality time with electronic music artist and film composer Dan Deacon. Looking forward to it. Check your local listings. Let's get back into music with Billie Holiday, who, although she was born in Philadelphia, raised in Baltimore. Here's God Bless the Child on World Cafe.
That's got shall have, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Money, you've got lots of friends. They're crowding round your door. But when you're gone and spending, rich relations give, crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Money, you've got lots of friends. They're crowding round your door. But when you're gone and spending, relations give, crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. much Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. She's got his own. Yes, he's got his own. What am I to you? Tell me, darling, true. To me, you are the sea, fast as you can be, and deep the shade of blue.
Established artists. This is World Cafe.
Here we are, the most unusual.
Put your cards down on the table. You know I never tell a lie. And I'd change for you if I could. You know I would. Lay it all down on the line. You know there ain't nobody making me high. 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 I feel too toned. I'm a demon. Had to travel all its life. When the devil went to Georgia, I was right there by his side.
That's new music from Bart T. Strange. It's called Ain't Nobody Making Me High. Alabama Shakes, a standalone single released last year, Another Life. They are out on tour this spring. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Eller is a singer-songwriter out of Halifax in England. And even though she's only in her mid-20s, she grew up watching Top of the Pops and being inspired by Kate Bush and Radiohead and even some more modern artists like the 1975 Sam Fender and Billie Eilish. Releasing her debut album out in February, here is new music from Eller. It's called Missing Kid.
Keep trying.
Shooting stars around your heart. Dreams come should never learn to weep. Don't sell the dreams you should be keeping pure and simple every time. Look at me with starry eyes, push me up the starry skies. The stardust in my head, pure and simple every time. Fresh and deep as oceans new, shiver at the sight of you. I'll sing a soft tune, pure and simple over you.
Thank you.
There Must Be an Angel. Eurythmics putting the wraps on this edition of The Cafe. Appreciate you listening. And we've got more Sense of Place Baltimore on deck tomorrow with Dan Deacon. Sense of Place is made possible with support from the Wincote Foundation. We produce this show from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. And wouldn't it be strange if I didn't end the show here? I guess we're ending the show here. I'm Stephen Kaleo. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by Imaginable Futures, funding programs in the U.S. with the goal of ensuring young children and their parents get the education they need to thrive. Learn more at ImaginableFutures.com. And by BritBox, dedicated to offering viewers the opportunity to see it differently with British TV. Streaming original series, Jane Austen dramas, Agatha Christie mysteries, and more at BritBox.com.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. We've got a lot of great music for you this hour, including a new band out of Britain that takes the best of Britpop and Americana and garage rock and makes something altogether unique. Meet West Side Cowboy.
Say what you like, but I'm never gonna change my mind.
And back in 2024, when Black Crowes put out their album Happiness Bastards, it had been 14 years since their previous record. You won't have to wait as long this time for their newest offering.
Don't call the doctor, don't call the priest.
That's from their album A Pound of Feathers, the song Pharmacy Chronicles coming up. And we go into the archives for a performance